The Gospel of Jesus Christ, according to Matthew, chapter 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Before I continue, it would be more proper to say happy. So beginning again at verse 3, Happy are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Happy are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Happy are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Happy are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Happy are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Happy are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Happy are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Let's look a little closer. You know, after Jesus began to perform miracles, multitudes began to follow him. Because people are always interested in a miracle. Teaching, not so much. You know, Jesus could have been teaching this, and not many people would come and listen to him. But because of the miracles, people came. So how happy are the poor in spirit? The poor in this world? Not merely monetarily poor. Not merely that lack. I guess what I have in mind is there are those who are so at home in the world, and so full, and so rich in the things of this world. You know, it's funny, I meet so many people who have so much, and none of them want to be rich. I mean, they'll never say they're rich. Oh, we're not rich. And I think to myself, well, you sure look rich to me. They may not think of themselves as filthy rich, but they're doing very well. They're certainly not poor. Everyone wants to think of themselves as middle class. Middle class is rich. You know, we have things. We prosper. I think of America, you know, and we are fat. We still think of ourselves as poor. But when Jesus talks about the poor, he doesn't mean the relative poor. He means those who are impoverished. Those who lack necessary things. Or the things that others hold necessary. It's a spiritual poverty that lacks the riches of the world in spirit. It lacks the things that other people's hearts are fat and full of. You are not rich when it comes to money, but when it comes to television, you have it all. You know? I'm rich when it comes to The Simpsons. I'm rich when it comes to this and such and that and such. You're full. Full of the things of earth. Full of the things of the world. Very rich. Very stuffed. You know, there's no poverty. You know, just because your riches come at little cost, you think, I'm not rich. But really, you are so full of the wealth of the world and of the wealth, you know, in this country, it's hard. You know, when you live in a rich land, you partake of the riches. And the poor men eat of the scraps of the rich man's table. And the rich man is so rich that even the poor are fat. But what kind of poverty brings you to the kingdom of heaven? It is the rejection of all those things. You know, not merely the earthly wealth. You know, and the pursuit of gain and all that. But also the pursuit of the things that the world is rich with. It's, you know, entertainments, it's pastimes, it's things that you are enriched by, that make your bond with the world stronger. The kingdom of heaven is other than this world. The kingdom of heaven is a different mindset. It's nothing like, you know, when I hear people portraying heaven, it always sounds a little like earth, but without consequences. You know, the kingdom of heaven is like a buffet, which you can keep on eating and never get fat. You know, and the kingdom of heaven is going to be like this. Like, you know, you could, if you like to play golf, you can just play golf all the time. As if the kingdom was nothing but the riches of this world without the consequences. As if going without the things of this world in this world was just some sort of meaningless exercise. I mean, aside from the fact that immediately jumps to my mind the contradiction. Because the Christian world of today, it's blessed are the rich, for God has indeed blessed them. Blessed are the rich, for God has testified of his favor. Blessed are the rich, for the Lord hears their prayers. Blessed are the rich, for they have everything they need. Blessed are the rich, because they are favored of God. That's the way Christianity in America looks at wealth. If you're poor, you know, you notice you go to wealthy areas, the churches are wealthy. They bless and the ministers are rich men taking in six-figure salaries. And yeah, I mean you. And you ought to feel guilty because your riches are going to burn with you. They're moth-eaten and corrupt. That's the message of the scriptures. You amass yourself wealth and say, I won't be subject to this. I'll be exempt. Because look it, I got these riches for the Lord's work. I got these riches from doing the Lord's work. God has blessed me. But to those of you who are impoverished, who are not wealthy in the carnal or spiritual blessings of this age, this earth, this time, this place, you have something better for you. The kingdom of heaven. It's not going to heaven, but the kingdom of heaven is coming to you. The kingdom of heaven is coming down from heaven to earth, and we look for it. The next one, happy are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. We mourn for loss, right? I always see the easiest thing to look at when you're reading things like this, is to look at the counter